Time with Bradley on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and our boyfriend, Zac Efron.
Oh, you guys. And feel free to call in with your own random celebrity sightings. I'm going to tell you about one that involves our hot throb.
Our hot throb?
What do we call him? A heart throb?
Sure.
I think hot throb sounds fun.
Yeah, hot throb works too.
Mm. Okay.
He's hot and I'm...
Okay. You know what? Let's not tiptoe close to that edge
anymore. I want to tell you about this totally D-baggy but hilarious encounter, quote-unquote, that an Australian, quote-unquote, shop assistant had with our good friend and hot throb, Zac Efron, and his entourage, because you will both be jealous, but also roll your eyes.
Can't wait.
Also, pay special attention to the SponCon experience.
Okay.
See if you can identify it, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, feel free to join in with your random celebrity sightings if you wish, especially if it was Zac Efron, but I digress. Sydney Stan recounts Zac Efron visiting her work. That just
By the way, Sydney Stan sounds like the fakest name ever. My apologies to Sydney Stans of the world. But doesn't that sound what? What?
Rethink that one. Sydney Stan.
Sydney Stan.
What do the kids call a fan?
A Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Sydney Stan isn't the name of the person. That's why I thought
a fan from Sydney. At first I was like, I don't know. I think maybe you're being intentionally hilarious,
no,
and I'm not sure.
She's just dumb.
No, Sydney Stan. Not. Did you think that was?
I thought that was the name of the person.
Hi, my name's Sydney. Sydney Stan. I'm from Australia. Sydney,
see,
in fact.
Sounded fake.
Yeah. No, Sydney. This is just the headline. Sydney Stan recounts Zac Efron visiting her work, taking his shirt off, and buying vegan condoms.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
Okay.
Vegan condoms?
She's here for the vegan condoms.
I'm here for the whole story.
The only meat in these condoms is your own.
That's the tagline.
Okay.
Oh. I mean, come on. That was brilliant.
Okay. Tell me more what Sydney Stan had to say.
Okay.
We didn't rehearse any of this.
No, I swear to God.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So there is this story in something called pedestrian.tv. I don't even know what that is.
One of my favorite websites.
But apparently, allegedly, supposedly, someone who works at one of the locations Zac filmed. So I think this was all just part of him filming the second season of his
Down to Earth series, right? On the Netflix.
And
I have that.
A person that worked at one of those locations recounted how Zac arrived the first day in a motorcade. So,
like, he's a president?
Literally. Well, you know, I mean, he kind of acts like, I mean, he's a big deal.
Well,
in Australia.
Okay, I will say, like, if he's on a production,
yeah,
there would be a lot of cars.
Yeah.
Well, he would at least have a car.
Right. And maybe, like, the crew would be in an, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
if they're traveling in a pack like that.
So they arrive in a motorcade the first day. He's with, of course, who? Dylan.
His brother,
mm-hmm, and Vanessa Valadares.
Oh!
Now, this happened a while ago,
okay,
obviously,
so
because
back
this
when
was
they were
before
together.
They were rumored to have parted ways, right? But at the time, she was, allegedly, supposedly,
traveling with him while he did his show.
Yeah, but allegedly his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, and allegedly his girlfriend is,
quote,
what I think you wanted me to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're supposed to read my mind.
I tried.
Quote, the first time he came in, he arrived with literally a motorcade. It was so intense. Ugh. He was decked out head to toe in this army green aloe yoga. Holly, anyone?
Yeah.
Aloe yoga shirt and top.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yoga shirt and top. Which was so bad.
What? Is that bad
that
meaning good?
I think that means good.
Oh, goodness.
Also... His brother was part of the crew, and he was pretty dreamy, like a younger, taller version of Zac.
Okay. Well, they're brothers, so.
She continued, Vanessa was there. But, okay, so again, please just feel this. Feel these words.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about this person you think is speaking. Mm-hmm. Also, his brother was part of the crew, and he was pretty dreamy, like a younger, taller version of Zach. Vanessa was there, but sort of kept her distance while she was filming. But when he was like, I'm hungry, the staff brought him food. She went over to him and was massaging like his shoulders, which was a bit yuck. But thinking back, she was just being a nice, supportive girlfriend. She said hi to us and was really nice, but seemed quite timid. Okay. It was just so literally weird to see him at my workplace. He didn't talk to us much. When he did, he was like, thank you. Pretty standard.
Okay, is she 12?
I know, right? Like, it's also, but it also, doesn't it sound vaguely like Zac Efron or Dylan?
Yeah.
Is recounting these details.
It's channeling because a 12-year-old.
It's so, you know, here we go. For some reason, this is where it gets real juicy.
Well, I can't
For
wait.
Some reason, he decided he needed to change his shirt. Now, remember, he is filming his show mm-hmm. for Netflix. Of course, his shirt is going to come off at some time.
Can I get a soundtrack for this, Holly? I'm going to thank you.
For some reason, I don't know. Maybe he was just too sexy. He decided he needed to change his shirt and didn't have a spare one.
Oh, no. What will he do?
So his brother goes, you can have mine.
What?
And then took his shirt off.
Okay, this is the plot of a movie.
They both took their shirts off in our staff kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
Both ripped AF. Jaws were dropped. And then they go on to say my favorite thing. Okay, they also seemed to have a sponsorship with Nature Valley granola bars and somehow tried to incorporate this into the show. She said Zac Efron was, quote, also obsessed with these goalie gummies, apple cider vinegar gummies.
Stop.
He also bought Johnny condoms, which was very, you know.
Oh, we're not going to finish that.
He also bought some natural deodorant and insisted on paying for everything with his Visa card, which I'm pretty sure was sponsored as well.
Oh,
I just love this because I feel like it's literally a gopher from the crew who's like calling in all the details because they got the product placement, Nature Valley, Goldie Gummies. I mean, if you let me just ask if you, Colleen Lindstrom, were working in this shop and Zac Efron came in and all of the things that I just recounted to you happened. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you in turn decide you're going to recount them to a tabloid or some such thing. Are you busting out Nature Valley granola bars and goalie gummies, apple cider vinegar gummies?
No, I wouldn't get that specific, but I might be like, yeah, there was some serious SponCon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, also, back let's go back shirtless. To shirtless.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
yes. What's wrong with you? I don't want to hear about your dumb granola bars.
Had he shaved that day?
Mm-hmm.
What
did he smell like? That is always my question.
Did he have normal nipples?
Right. Well, like, we've seen
how many actual abs were there.
Right.
Was he manscaped to accentuate those abs?
Yes. Or did he apply some sort of, you know, contouring to the abs?
Yeah.
I mean, give me some real details.
Give me some I can do something
with. Nature Valley granola.
I'm going to watch the show. I'll see the SponCon. You don't have to reiterate that for me.
Oh, also, when he left, they were blasting HSM. High School Musical.
Oh. Who was? He was? No.
That's a lie.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is all a lie now.
Yeah.
I told you.
That's where you broke it all apart for me, Sydney Stan.
I told you it was both D-baggy, hilarious,
oh my gosh,
and sexy.
I have this vision now of them all getting back in the motorcade. Okay. And then pumping up the music and everybody being like, we're all
popping
in this
gummies
together.
Popping our apple cider gummies and my vegan condoms. Like he's making water balloons out of the vegan condoms.
Yes, and it's like a party. And they're just like,
and they just ride off with the dust.
Yeah. It's like raining Nature Valley everywhere.
He's throwing out samples.
And it's in slow motion. It's just really...
As his hair flows in the wind.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm in. Okay, when we return, thank you for that journey.
You're welcome. We needed that respite.
Can't wait for the next season of his show. What's it called again?
Down to Earth. You're the one that told me that.
Okay, well, you know, yeah, sometimes I forget. I got stuck in shirtless, Zach. Yeah, when we come back, I want to talk about Farrah Abraham, okay? I know you're like, oh,
the Lord
gosh.
Giveth and the Lord taketh away.
But I know you're thinking like, oh, she's going to tear Farrah Abraham apart again. I'm not, actually. I'm going to tear the internet apart when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, so Farrah Abraham has caught the ire of the internet once again. She's really good at that. Mm-hmm. On the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
So, you know, Farrah Abraham has a daughter named Sophia. Farrah Abraham, you know, many people know her from Teen Mom, from 16 and Pregnant, from her very, very well-received porn, Backdoor Teen Mom. Anyway, she's got a now, I think her daughter's 12. 12-year-old daughter. And she shares photographs and videos of her and her daughter doing things that most people and their daughter don't do, you know, like peeing on pregnancy tests, etc.
And she throws sex toys at her daughter.
And then the internet rightly, you know, is outraged by it because that's outrageous. But I'm actually going to take the internet to task for this one. What? I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with Farrah's parenting, as far as I'm concerned. Farrah Abraham.
Her parenting, if you will.
Oh, don't that, give her ideas.
Seriously, that's going to be her next book, Bradley. Well done.
Parenting.
anyway, she shared a video of her daughter, Sophia, who's 12, with a handful of those very popular, very sharp fake nails. And the internet went bonkers.
Okay. Well,
she's too young for nails. Your mom is making you grow up way too fast. Slow down. Be a kid. And somebody else said, those nails are made for an adult, not a child. I can't. And another one said, nails are just too much. Let her be natural. And here's the thing. I will jump on board with yelling at Farrah for throwing schmildos at her daughter and having her daughter pee on pregnancy tests, you know, just for fun.
It's fun.
But the fake nails, that's like a very natural, normal thing for a 12-year-old to be like, who doesn't buy like Lee press-on nails at that age? And
I mean, also, who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Nobody's business.
It says nothing about her.
Yeah.
So for once, I just wanted to prove that we don't just judge everything Farrah does. And, you know, it's fine.
I mean,
I'm fine with it.
We do have so many other things to judge her for.
Oh, and so many other things that we made a whole podcast episode
about. It's true.
Her.
And we just recorded it
yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like,
time passes.
I was like, I'm confused as to the time, space-time continuum of our podcast. Go Deep in the Shallow, which, by the way, not Farrah Abraham, but a new episode, Octomom, just dropped today.
Yes.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
So for those of you who maybe haven't gotten hip to our podcast, Go Deep in the Shallow, yes, it is different from the show. It is not segments of our show. It is a full podcast. And this season, we're doing something kind of fun. We're taking a deep dive into a gal by the name of Gina Rodriguez. Bradley, would you like to give the elevator speech on Gina Rodriguez?
So Gina Rodriguez is the mastermind, manipulator, guru, whatever you want to call her, behind such D-list celebrity stars as Octomom, Tan Mom, Mama June, Sydney Leathers, Stormy Daniels, Black China, Michael Lohan, Dina Lohan, Tan Mom.
Farrah Abraham
and more.
At
so
Al.
She's the woman who extends these individuals 15 seconds, or as we like to say in the show, nanoseconds of fame, to, you know, as far as she can get them, honestly. She takes them as far as they'll go with her.
As they'll allow.
And she has like a signature move, series of moves. In fact, we've coined it the Gina Rodriguez formula.
It's true.
I mean, we didn't coin it that, but so that's the very special episode theme of our second season.
So in the first episode, we take you into who is Gina Rodriguez, what we know about her, and we walk you through what the formula is or what kinds of things you will see that are hallmarks of Gina Rodriguez. Very often you and I will see a D-list celebrity doing something and we'll go, oh, that smells like Gina Rodriguez. Yeah. And then we'll do the kind of backfill and we'll find out, yes, indeed, that person is repped by Gina Rodriguez.
And she very much plays in the background, except for one very specific individual, her relationship with one Mama June, which we'll be recording that episode next week, which will come out the following week or mm-hmm. 2 weeks or whatever. Anyway, just stay tuned, because when we get to the Mama June episode, that's where Gina Rodriguez really sort of like flourishes. Becomes a character
yeah.
in specifically her reality show. But yeah, for the most part, you don't know. She's kind of this like in the shadows figure.
Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about it is, because you can play the home game, is once you know what that formula is, you will start to spot it when you see somebody who shows up as a viral celebrity who then suddenly has, you know, maybe a product line that they're trying to push. Like the Ocean Spray
I was going to say, border. Like, if you remember the guy, the Ocean Spray cranberry juice mm-hmm. guy, mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to get his name because I feel like he should be known as
he
his
does
name.
Have a name, and I can't remember it is what it is off the
but
top of
he
my head.
is represented by none other than Gina Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. His name is Nathan Apodaca.
Yep. And so when you see something come forward about him, you can do the backfill and go, oh, he must be repped by her. So what we do in the first episode is introduce you to Gina Rodriguez. And then each episode thereafter, we're taking a deep dive into one of her clients so that you can see how the formula was applied to that client. And Farrah Abraham, she'll be next week's, but the fresh one this week is Tan Mom. Nope, Octomom. So you'll want to listen to that. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts, and you can get it on the My Talk app, where you might be listening to us right now. When we come back, celebrities behaving badly, we call them
D-bags.
Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
We have a name for those celebrities behaving badly, and that name is
D-bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Oh, this dumb story that's not actually a story about Hilaria Baldwin.
Okay.
I mean, it's a story about Hilaria Baldwin, but to me, it's not a story.
Okay.
Because I think there's a lot of other things going on. Now, listeners, like most things, it's not as easy as it seems. So, but that's the point. Is
right.
They try to get you to think something, and then you start thinking about it. You're like, wait, that's not what you...
That's not anyway. The thing you said it was going to be.
Here's the headline, and I saw various versions of this. Hilaria Baldwin just responded to claims she's not her baby's real mother because of their different, quote, skin tones.
Okay.
Now, before we go any further, and I'm asking you to do something on the fly, Halle.
Okay.
Can we go back to a blind item that we read at the beginning of the show today?
Oh, sure.
Blinded by the item.
This one, she lied about everything else, so the B-plus list celebrity only famous because of her actor husband wouldn't have a problem lying about whether she used a surrogate.
So that implies some stuff about Hilaria Baldwin, doesn't
well,
it?
Yeah. First of all, it implies that she's a big liar that tells lies.
Yeah. Now, the story itself says, shut it down. Hilaria Baldwin's response to rumors her kids were adopted or not biologically her own shows that nothing comes between her and her children. So this is like, I would say, a pretty standard treatment of what is called in the business a clap back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to describe the nature of the clap back?
The clap back is when a celebrity has had it up to here with people's rumors and innuendo, what? And they take to their social media to tell you what's what.
Why, yeah. I oughta.
And yeah. Then you see that the media shows up and reports on it, and mm-hmm. there are certain things that will, like the media will grab onto because it's hot at the moment, the topic of discussion. Mm-hmm. So clapping back, a celebrity clapping back against the haters who are hating on something that you shouldn't be hating on mm-hmm. is something that the media will pick up on.
It sure
right?
is.
Because
mm-hmm. it is an art
how
form.
Gross is it that somebody would actually call out Hilaria Baldwin as not the mother of her children because they have a different skin tone?
Correct.
But that's just this cursory reaction, and that's just like if you're flipping through the pages of a non-existent magazine, probably more like scrolling through the internet, mm-hmm. and you saw a story like this in a headline, you're like, ooh, that's gross. I'm so glad she clapped back.
Boom, yeah, boom, and then boom. You'd move on with your life and you wouldn't actually read the report.
But remember who we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about Hilaria.
Hilaria Baldwin is doing what right now? I know I'm throwing a lot of questions at you that you were not prepared for.
Hilaria Baldwin is...
Like, she's fresh off of...
The... Oh, her whole heritage scandal, right. Where she wanted, where somebody, because we were all bored during a pandemic quarantine, did the actual footwork.
Thank you.
And provided the receipts that Hilaria Baldwin is not actually, what was the nationality she claims to be?
Spanish.
How do you say that in English?
Right.
Because they shared a video of her on the Today Show on a cooking segment where she could not come up with the English word
for
cucumber.
How do you say in English cucumber? And then I think the host says cucumber.
Cucumber, which mm-hmm. is the word that she was about to say. Because she was actually born named Hillary in the great state of Massachusetts in an area called Boston.
A native English speaker.
Yes. And with her
parents
family...
Who love Spain.
Her family had a vacation home in Mallorca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. Thank you. So she's fresh off of a scandal mm-hmm. and trying to rehabilitate her image mm-hmm. and curating headlines to that effect as a media celebrity or media type individual that put her in a good light.
Absolutely.
So clapping back against haters is a great strategy.
Yes, because you're gonna it makes get it some... look like you've got so many haters and you're just going to like take the moral high road.
So in a post on her Instagram story on Wednesday, she, quote, shut down claims that he's not, that is Alec, her husband, is not her child's biological...
Wait, what?
No, that's an incorrect pronoun. Okay. They said she's not her children's biological mother because of their, quote, lighter skin. And she says, I know, sleuths. My skin is darker and my kids is lighter. Yes, they are mine. Trying to keep up with all these ideas. And then Alec Baldwin has come out and said things like, because people have done this before, I guess, saying that their most recent child was born via surrogate.
Well, this is because there's only a 5-month gap between two of their children, and people have questions about that, which because math, right? Like, it's natural to have questions about it. Do you get to ask them and get satisfied by the answers? Not always.
Yeah.
But people have questions, and it seems like they're angry that people have questions.
But I also think it's one of those things where, like, if everybody's yelling at you because you've been kind of a D-bag, and specifically Alec's response to the public's response to Hilaria's mm-hmm. lies about her ethnic heritage mm-hmm. presents him with the opportunity of now he can yell at somebody for good and not evil.
Right.
Because he can yell at, quote, trolls, who, by the way, trolls are always there if you're on social media, mm-hmm. whether you're a celebrity or not.
Doesn't matter what echelon.
More so when you're a celebrity, certainly, or at least the pool is bigger for you to choose from. So my whole point is this is just an exercise in them sort of taking the moral high ground on social media to garner clicks and headlines. And sure, they're entitled to speak to whomever they want.
Right.
But don't you think that they're probably getting trolls all over the place 24/7?
Oh, for sure.
And the people they choose to respond to, I think, seem very specific. Mm-hmm. I also think it's interesting, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds in this, but because I haven't really thought about it that much, but she is responding to a troll who says her skin color is darker than her child.
No, so that's what I thought. That's actually the part that I immediately find interesting, because it almost is meant to... Because, again... People will say all kinds of things, but they make a choice to respond to one thing.
Yeah.
And the one thing that they are going to respond to is something that is supposed to highlight her adopted ethnicity.
Which is weird because it's not.
But again, we are not dealing with rational people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let us not forget.
And so in response to one of the trolls, Alex said, shut the bleep up. Mind your own business.
Okay.
He also went on to call the user not very smart. I just think we are actually pretty smart, Alec.
Mm-hmm.
I just said smart, Alec.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
And I see what you guys are doing. And I get it. because as a celebrity, you need to change the narrative.
But can I just pull the curtain back for everybody mm-hmm. in the entire, like, this is why you listen to the Colleen and Bradley show, because we're going to guide you. The narrative is actually exactly the same.
Yeah.
Because the root of the narrative is they are victims.
Yeah.
Of the bad, dumb, evil public who doesn't understand
who
them.
Just said the obvious.
Exactly.
Who said, you're not from Spain.
Right.
It's not your heritage.
Right.
She went on to say that she was culturally fluid, mm-hmm. whatever that means, mm-hmm. and then portrayed herself as being the victim of people unfairly calling her out.
Yeah.
When all most people were doing was right. saying, you shouldn't adopt someone else's culture without acknowledging that that's what you're doing and mm-hmm. then not doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You know, okay. I know that was like a long
it was a journey
down the pier, but I thought it was valuable.
No, I'm really glad we actually went on that journey. Yeah. I felt some value in that as well.
Okay, good.
Do you want to know who my D-bag
of course
is?
I do.
That's the city of Minneapolis, frankly.
All Minneapolis. Listen, is your
this
D-bag?
Is tongue-in-cheek. I'm tongue-in-cheek here.
Hundreds of thousands of D-bags.
I am tongue-in-cheek here, but you guys...
Is it because of potholes or construction?
No, it is because my TV sister was in town and nobody told us.
Wait a minute. Your TV sister? What does that mean?
What's my maiden name?
Brady.
And what's my favorite show? The Brady Bunch.
Turkish rom-com.
Okay, for mm-hmm. now, but listen, in my heart.
My 600-pound life.
Also that, but in my heart, it's the Brady Bunch.
Oh, the Brady Bunch, oh. Sure. Oh, so was there a Brady
yes.
in town?
Maureen McCormick, a.k.a. Marsha,
oh!
was not only in town, but she was in Southwest Minneapolis. She was antiquing at Hunt and Gather Monday.
Okay.
Okay, it's Thursday. Did she leave? Where is she? Can somebody tell us? Has there been any other Maureen McCormick sightings?
To be fair, she has been on our show.
No, she's not.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
So we have a collection. And
well, no. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Who was on?
We've had Greg Brady on.
Yes. Yeah.
We've had Peter Brady on.
Are you sure we didn't have Maureen McCormick?
I'm positive.
Are you thinking of the Facts of Life person?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Blair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we've Lisa not Welchel. Had. Yes. But we have not had. We only have two in
oh,
our collection.
No, but she's been on our show. Maureen McCormick has been a guest on our show. Not physically, but we have promoted something for her. Have we not? Are you sure?
No, I'm positive because I know my collection. Okay. Bradley, I ask you this, and I know that this is mean to do.
Okay.
But... because so many of them are not with us.
I asked.
We wanted her on. No. This is mean to do because your show, so many of your people are not with us any longer.
Golden Girls.
Yes. But if we had any of them on, you'd remember which ones we had
on. Sure.
Right. So again, I'm just saying my collection does unfortunately not include Maureen McCormick. But she did one time tweet me. Which is not the same.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
That might be it. But if you saw Maureen McCormick and you did not stop her and say to her, Marsha, I know that's not your name, but there is somebody in Twin Cities media who loves you dearly and you can call her. Here's her number. Why didn't she call us? And if she's still here, Maureen.
So basically,
651-641-1071.
You're shaming
kind of
people for...
Kind of. No. She was at the Galleria.
What was she doing in town?
I don't know. Oh, 2 weeks ago she was here. Is she living here now? Maureen, what are you doing? Give us a call.
In 2017, she visited You Betcha Antiques in Tower, Minnesota.
She has family here.
So now you need to get the inside tip from all the local antique shops.
I've got some work to do now.
2 weeks ago, she hung out at a mall that looks like the Galleria.
That's what I said. She was at the Galleria 2 weeks ago.
All right.
Maureen, honey. Okay, well, I'm going to tweet her and see what happens. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show.
I'm glad we could, you know,
I'm sure
resolve your hatred for Minneapolis. By the way, technically, that was Edina's problem.
Yeah.
Not Minneapolis's
but no,
problem.
Hunt and Gather is Minneapolis. That's Southwest Minneapolis. So just... particularly that pocket I'm a little irate with right now. Okay. All right, when we come back, I've got another D-bag. Oof. We're going to talk about a D-bag double down after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay.
It's going to be hot.
Thank you, Holly. It's a hot one out there. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. And we had some extra D-bags lying around, and we wanted to put them right here. We do a little D-bag double down.
Double down.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your double down D-bag?
Gail King.
Gail King?
What? What did she
America's
do to you?
America's sweetheart? What did
Oprah's
she do?
Oprah's bestie? What? What do you mean?
We love Gail. What's going on?
So, I don't know if you heard that Jeff Bezos rode a gigantic Schwanzengruber into space. Did you hear?
Well, nobody... Everybody's got a hot take about Jeff Bezos in space.
I mean, I don't really care about that. What I care about is how Gail King... had to defend the billionaire.
Oh, so what?
Yeah, because you know it's hard. It's hard to be a billionaire.
Somebody please take out the billionaires.
Okay, so well, don't worry, Holly. Don't worry, Gail King has his back.
Okay,
she interviewed Mark Bezos. She interviewed Jeff Bezos and his brother Mark on Tuesday, just after they returned from space. And you know, she was like, here's the thing, you guys, people don't really understand that you guys are trying to save the planet. Everybody's busy. I'm paraphrasing. She's like, I love how people are trying to tell him how to spend his own money, but he's really just trying to save Earth. You guys,
she literally said he's trying to save Earth.
She said, I don't think people truly understand what this means and why it's important. And that's when Jeff Bezos replied, yeah, you're right, Gail. I don't think people understand, or most people don't. And then he went on to explain how his goal with Blue Origin, the gigantic Schwenus, is to eventually move all of the polluting industries on Earth to space to allow them to continue while preserving Earth's environment.
Okay, can I just say something?
Yes.
That's awesome. I encourage that. I think that's a great idea. But here's the problem. Mm-hmm. When you make it about you, then the conversation is about you. Mm-hmm. And people are going to focus, rightly or wrongly, on you because it's about you.
Right.
You didn't have to go to space. Like, look, if I were Jeff Bezos, too, I'm sure he's like, but y'all better just mind your own business. Right. I'm going to do what I want. Mm-hmm. I'm a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Right. All of the, like, I just don't, like, if you're gonna make it about you, don't be surprised that people are then gonna make it about you.
Right.
And so if you want to get the message out about the importance of all the things that Blue Earth is gonna do, then maybe you could focus on that instead of putting yourself in space and maybe put a bunch of other people that are connected to the project of the thing. And I get that when you're Jeff Bezos, you're like, I can go to space, mm-hmm. so I want to go to space. I mean, that would be very tempting for me if I was a billionaire.
Right.
I'd want to be. But, you know, I think I might just go, I might wait till the next one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let science people go up and do sciencey things, because then they can talk about all the science.
Or the sciencey people can go up and I'm just going to stow away and we don't have to make that the story. Mm-hmm. Right. But that's not what happened. What happened was, like, Jeff Bezos is going to space in a big Schwenus. And then everybody was like, Jeff Bezos is going to space. Well, let's watch him go to space. Oh, there he is going to space. He went to space. Now he's back. Hey, how is space? And then he's like, listen, it's really not about me going to space. It's about this other thing that we haven't really talked about.
So he didn't have to do that.
Right.
He did it. But, you know, for Gail King or anybody else to sort of, like, it's like all the stuff. I get what she thinks she's trying to do, but she doesn't realize that most people are kind of offended. And I don't mean, because, you know, I'm really excited about people going to space.
Sure.
But I do think it's just a bad look, because it makes it about something which it's not, which is about the individual. And then people unfairly say, like, instead of spending all that money on, like, science, you should do some other things. And it's like, well, I get what you think you're saying, but they are doing actual science and stuff, potentially, right? That's a possibility. But that is all going to be lost. That message is not going to be heard. Nobody's going to have time for any of that, because all they see is this really privileged dude using his own money to rocket himself to outer space.
And then to take it one step further, when Gail King, who in her own right is, you know, living the sweet life, the comfy life, is then now defending super uber. It's a terrible look. Yeah. You know, to shame the poor people of the United States of America who have opinions about spending that kind of money on space travel for personal gain, to shame us when you are sitting in your Calabasas mansion, or wait, where does she live? Hidden Hills?
Montecito.
She's,
I don't know,
around.
She's a neighbor.
Around.
Well, no, she's a neighbor.
Was in California.
She's a neighbor.
She's in Montecito because that's allegedly, supposedly, the place that,
right,
wasn't it?
Meghan and Harry did their interview with Oprah.
Yes.
Filmed that interview.
Right. Yes. So she's in Montecito. Like, you know, we know, Gail, you're doing fine. You are, you know, so to have her then be defending him, it's just a gross look. It's just disgusting and it's gross. And I don't like feeling shamed about it. And by the way, I didn't even actually care. The only reason I'm talking about it is because
they made you.
They made me. Okay.
I didn't even want to talk about it.
I didn't want to talk about it. But you made me.
But you showed up and you were ugly. And then I had to tell you were ugly.
But it is gross. Also, I just to really make your stomach turn.
I mean, it's just, yeah.
But just to seriously make your stomach turn. Now, I have to find the actual figure because I don't want to. On Tuesday. I don't have the actual, it's literally like he donated a whole bunch of money to like Van Jones. Am I getting this wrong? Like $100 million or something.
That's correct.
Yeah. That is like 1% of his worth. Like it is the smallest fraction. And he's like, I did this wonderful, lovely thing. And I'm like, if I gave somebody 1% of my worth, it would be.
Yes, I think there's a lot of like polishing of other people's silverware. That's just my problem with humanity.
Everyone's polishing each other's silverware.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, it is. Because, or whatever the analogy is.
Right.
But it's also, how do I put this? So like, but then the like piling on against that, like that to me is equally unhelpful. It's right. That is not like pointing out the obvious after about the 3,000th person that makes that points that out. It becomes less about the importance of the actual issue and more just about like piling on Jeff Bezos. And I am not trying to take away any piling on from Jeff Bezos, believe you me. Mm-hmm. But I do think at a certain point it's like, you know, we all, like, a lot of us paid for him to go to space.
Oh, yeah. And you know, thanked us.
A lot of us clicked.
So you're welcome, buddy.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I did
honestly,
my part, and I can own that.
It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of us that made him possible. And it's also a lot of us who dropped the ball and didn't hold people like him accountable so that mm-hmm. he maybe could have spent some of that money on mm-hmm. some other things. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pointing to go around.
That's true. A lot of fingers. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, where is the best breakfast in the metro area? 641-1071. Where is the best breakfast in the metro? We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 107.1.